2021. What did you like most about how your team played?
Well, obviously, getting the third win of the season was huge. I mean, especially after starting off with two consecutive losses. And it was good to be home after three of our first four games on the road. But I think basically our team played with a strong sense of purpose. They understood what they wanted to accomplish when they took the field. I mean, I could sense that really on Friday, all the way through pregame. And they went out and went about their business. One Saturday afternoon came and they didn't let up. And the rainy conditions of the day didn't seem to affect us at all. And saying that, we were far from perfect. There's a lot of things I think we can still do better, but very happy with the effort. Very happy with the way things click, particularly on the offensive side and special teams.
First question this morning from Steve Ellison. Good morning, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
You mentioned, playing with a purpose. It seems like this team has really played with that purpose maybe since the Lafayette game, since that ending. I don't know, has there been kind of, did that kind of, I don't know, change things for you guys in any way with the players?
Well, I think obviously that was a game that we had put ourselves in position to win the game. I think we clawed our way back into it and could almost taste the win and then had it taken away from us, a good play on Lafayette's part at the very end. And I think coming out of that game, there was a lot of resolve within our team, and they made kind of made a commitment to each other that if possible, they weren't going to let things like that happen again. And since that point, I think we've played some pretty good football. And as I said before, there's always things that we can do better, and we'll go to work on them this week. But we're happy to get that win on Saturday.
You mentioned the ground game, and obviously that was a big part of the win Saturday. Now that you've had a chance to go back and look, talk a little bit more about the offensive line and the job that they have been doing.
The offensive line, I mean, that has been a work in progress for us. I mean, with four completely brand new starters, guys who didn't even really play in games last year, to be in the starting lineup. It may have taken us a few weeks to gel. And then Saturday, we were down two starters as well. So, but I think it's a group that Brian Gabriel does an outstanding job coaching. We're developing some depth there, and they're playing with a strong sense of purpose there. They want to make sure that they're protecting the quarterback and keeping him upright. And they really enjoy when we're going to turn our attention to running the ball and open the holes for the talented backs that we have.
And just one more, special teams in the last couple of years, maybe were a little problematic. This year, they really seem like a strength for you in terms of Calton, a really steady kicker, and now you've got the return game going. You can talk about special teams and their contributions this year.
Well, the first thing I want to say is Dennis Long, our special teams coordinator, is doing an absolutely fabulous job at not just motivating those people, but putting them in positions to be successful. You mentioned Michael Calton and the success he's having place kicking, and he's been extremely consistent, knock on wood, in that aspect of it. And then Saturday, you saw the talent that we have in the return game, with both TJ Spate and Makai Green returning kicks for touchdowns. I think that's something that they're both extremely dangerous and have extremely talented. And when they get the ball in their hands, big plays can happen.
All right. Thanks, Kev.
Yep.
Thanks, Kevin. Your next question from Kevin Trestany. Good morning, Trest.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks. Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you about your offense. I mean, obviously, you guys have had some prolific offenses up there during your time at Monmouth. And I know offensive football is trying to find the right match between your schemes and your players. What's made these guys so good at being able to execute those schemes for you this year?
Well, I think that, Jeff Gallo, our offensive coordinator, and the offensive staff do a good job of coming up with game plans that have outstanding balance in it, meaning they're not too heavy on the run, not too heavy on the pass. And they really do a great job in the play calling of it to adapting what is needed on that particular day. Now, Saturday, we played in a driving rainstorm. The entire 3.5 hours of the game, it was driving rain. So we relied on the run. And we're fortunate that we had three backs in Sony Ento, Rodney Nelson, and Jameer Barnes, all eclipsed the 100-yard mark. And I think that can be attributed to the work that our offensive line is doing. They're doing a good job on their combination blocks. They're coming off the ball. They're sustaining their blocks. And they really did a fine job of opening some holes for these backs to run through.
Hey, Coach, what are the challenges Delaware's offense gives your defense coming this Saturday?
I don't know if we've got time for me to let you know all of the challenges that we're going to face this week. But they're an extremely talented offensive group. They're a veteran group with, the large number of grad students and seniors on their roster. And they play a lot of people. I mean, they've played three different quarterbacks, all who have been able to move the ball, and they're averaging, I think, 40 some points a game. They've played 10 or more receivers, all who have caught the ball and had big plays. They've used five different running backs, and their offensive line is the biggest that we've played so far. So they have the ability to run the ball and be dominant on the line of scrimmage. They're extremely explosive, and they do a great job as an offensive staff of really stressing the defense and putting you in a lot of different positions. They play with tempo. They can run the ball. They can throw the ball. They throw a lot of different formations at you. They come up with some unique play concepts that really not only test your preparation, but it tests your ability to be successful on the field.
Much appreciated, Coach. Thank you. See you Saturday.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, and just one more on the offense. You guys were the number one passing team in the country going into Saturday, and then you get weather like you did, and your running game, as you touched on, you guys run for over 400 yards. Did you see that kind of effort? Did you know that you could get that from the running game with the way you've thrown the ball so much this year?
I'd like to say I knew that was going to happen. Yeah, going into it, but I didn't. I think it just started clicking for us. We knew with the bad weather and playing in the downpour, we were going to have to be somewhat more conservative than we have been. We've had some big days with Derek throwing the ball in recent weeks, but Saturday was the day we had to rely on the guys up front, and they answered the bell. And as I said earlier, we had three different backs go over 100 yards. I think, when you get a day where you have to really pound the ball, our guys answered the bell on Saturday.
Defensively, you hold Fordham to 276 yards. You got a couple of sacks in the game. That's a group that I know you were not happy with early in the year, and it seemed to get better and better over these last few weeks. What have you seen as the
Hey, what's
biggest
up?
change?
Well, the defense, it has been a work in progress, and it was good to
Just
see
about
them
five one there.
have some success on Saturday. It's a group that, there's, I think, six sophomores in the starting lineup, guys who are all in their first year of playing. And it's taken them a while to adjust to playing the high level of football. But I think, we're going into week six now, and they're really starting to come into their own a little bit. We've just got to be careful about how much we put on their plate and how much we ask them to do. If we can streamline our game plan and streamline our approach, I mean, I think we're going to put them in a chance. They'll have a chance to be successful, or at least we can put them in a position to have a chance to be successful. Our defensive staff, led by Lewis Walker, is doing a great job with those guys.
You talked about the Delaware offense and all the weapons. Their defense is coming off a shutout last Saturday. I think they're ranked ninth nationally in total defense. What are the challenges that group presents?
Well, they're first of all, when you watch them on tape, they're very deep and they're very talented on all three levels. They have a dominant defensive line. The linebackers are very, very active, and they've got great skill on the back end. And that's why they're only giving up somewhere around 13 points a game. They've given up less than I think it's around 90 yards rushing a game or somewhere around there, and only 200 yards passing. They've got 15 sacks in four games. That's over four sacks in each game. So they present some challenge because of their athleticism and their depth, and they employ a scheme that you don't see every day. And so we've got to be able to adjust and game plan accordingly.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you next week.